Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Richard Estep. We're talking about his book, The Horrors of Fox Hollow Farm, Unraveling the History and Hauntings of a Serial Killer's Home. You know, when I first heard the title of it, as soon as I read Fox Hollow, I'm just all, oh, that's pretty Lovecraftian. I like that. It makes me think of Witch's Hollow, and which was actually August Derleth after Lovecraft's death, but Lovecraft's credited. But Fox Hollow, it's just like, you know, you see a place called Fox Hollow and you're all like, oh, I know something shady went on there. So it's a perfect name to carry on a legacy. So we, in the last segment, we covered the murders that went on there spanning years. And so since then, the house has a new history that's going along with it that I just can't shake this, right?
Well, something that's very unique about Fox Hollow Farm is that most locations of serial murders are demolished once it comes to light what took place there. And I think rightfully so, you know. You don't want them becoming a shrine to the wrong sort of people. Mm-hmm. But Fox Hollow was left on the market. Herb Baumeister's wife and children moved out, quite understandably. They wanted to step out of the shadow of that place and the events. And, you know, she changed her name and they started their life over. And the house was infested with, ironically enough, raccoons for a long time. And then it was finally purchased by a couple called Rob and Vicky Graves. No pun intended, but truly, his name truly is Rob Graves. And Rob is an expert on the Herb Baumeister murders. In addition to being a coroner, Rob lives in Herb Baumeister's house, sleeps in his bedroom, you know, bathes in his bath, and was intrigued by everything that happened at Fox Hollow. Initially, though, because they're what they like to call horse people, they were just looking for somewhere where they could race horses, you know? And Fox Hollow was not only this huge 17.5, 18-acre ranch, essentially, but it was going at quite a discount. And it was only when they did a viewing of the place, they turned up to walk around, and they realized they recognized it from the newsreels, and the realtor had to disclose, yeah, hey, a number of murders believed to have taken place at Fox Hollow, and the bodies were found in the woods. And
the realtor didn't tell them until I brought it up?
Well, I mean, you do have to disclose that.
Okay.
Yeah, they were told. Just, you know, it's that old thing, right? If something looks too good to be true, it usually is.
Right.
So there were a few murders.
Yeah, right? You don't get a house this size and a state this size at a discount without something being amiss.
Yeah, and totally. I mean, this guy was a coroner whose last name was Graves, so he had to expect some sort of serendipitousness to go on in his life beyond that.
But, you know, in history of murders, it could have been dry rot, so maybe they got off easy.
It's not asbestos. This is a little more serious.
Yeah, exactly.
But Rob wrote the section of the book on Herb Baumeister himself. He studied the man intensely. And so, you know, I heard about this place and heard it was supposedly haunted. As the story was told to me, Rob and Vicky were both very skeptical. They don't believe in ghosts, or they didn't believe in that kind of thing. So, you know, they knew there was a bit of a macabre history at their new home, but they said they could live with it, and pretty much they had no issue. They moved in and finally brought in a friend of theirs, a young guy called Joe LeBlanc, to be a lodger because they had a bunch of spare space and, you know, it would help to have a little extra money coming in. And that's when things started to get really strange. Vicky Graves was coming home from work one day. Rob was on the roof doing some work on it. And Vicky's just standing there looking at the back of the house into the woods, and she saw a trespasser. Now, it's one of the things that they used to have issues with would be people that would, you know, come off the hiking trails and trespass on the property because of its reputation. And it was a young man in a red T-shirt. And she was just about to get Rob to go down and challenge him when she noticed that this young man's legs kind of weren't there. Just below his waist, his legs ended. He seemed to be walking literally in thin air. And as she watched, he walked into the woods and disappeared. you know, which is remarkable. Joe the lodger moved into the in-laws' apartment, which really it's just a set of extra living space that's bolted onto the side of the main farmhouse, and that's what Joe rented. Now, Joe began to have these terrible nightmares that he was being chased through the woods outside the farm. He could never see what, because he couldn't bring himself in the dream to turn around and look. But he got the sensation that he was running for his life from something. And one night, he's walking his dog down the driveway. Fox Hollow has a huge, huge driveway. It's longer than some streets. So he's walking his dog to the end of the driveway when all of a sudden his dog takes off, goes running into the woods. So Joe goes after it, thinking, you know, it's a rabbit, it's a squirrel, it's a raccoon, something the dogs go after. And as he gets into the tree line, Joe sees this guy, this young man, in a red t-shirt, looking back at him. And then all of a sudden, the young man is not there anymore. He disappears. Now, they didn't compare notes. Joe and Vicky didn't compare notes until one night, they're looking at some old video news footage, because Rob had gotten videotapes of the news coverage of the Baumeister murders, and they're just going through reviewing some of this footage, and the video footage was showing the faces of Herb Baumeister's victims, and at the same moment, both Vicky and Joe are out of their chair, pointing at the screen, saying, "That's the guy. That's the guy we saw in the woods."
Yeah, all right. Well, we're coming up on the end here. I want to be sure that we can tell people where they can get the book, The Horrors of Fox Hollow Farm, Unraveling the History and Hauntings of a Serial Killer's Home by Richard S. Sepp. Where's the best place for them to go buy this?
You can get it in your local bookstore, of course, if it's open at the moment, but you can certainly order it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any of those retailers also.
And sorry, go ahead, Karen.
Oh, and I was just going to say, you have another upcoming book here on Dark Ground, investigating the haunted Monroe House, yes?
Yeah, again in Indiana. I'm starting to do a lot of stuff out there. The Monroe House is an interesting location that I first heard about on a TV show called Paranormal Lockdown. And it's this house that reputedly has a dark history. One thing that's for sure is that bones, which turned out to be human, were found in a crawl space beneath the house, and they are as yet unidentified. We don't know whose they are. Yeah. So I finished my paranormal investigation at the Monroe House last year, and I'm finishing the book now. That should be out in August.
All right.
We'll and have then to talk to you about it then.
Then let's recap the one that's coming out a year out from now.
So that book, the as-yet-to-be-titled Serial Killer Project, is by Visible Ink Press and should be out round about now-ish, if not slightly earlier, in 2021. Should come back and talk to you guys when it's released.
Hope so. And if my vote counts, I'm going to vote for you to title it the as-yet-to-be-named Serial Killer Project.
Stranger things have happened.
Right. It'd be nice if you came back and talked to us about On Dark Ground, too. Man, this has been really interesting.
Yeah, crazy really stuff.
We deal with a lot of paranormal and stuff like that, and every once in a while we get these ones that are heavily rooted in reality, and man, I just find...
Yeah, we don't talk about serial killers on this show that often.
Yeah.
Usually when there's just a paranormal angle, but it's
weird. You know, I've always been the haunted healthcare guy. I do the show Haunted Hospitals, and I became known for writing about that because I'm a medical...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.